All right, welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking into something pretty fascinating. You know, a lot of us use Wikipedia every day, right?
Oh, absolutely. Can't imagine life without it.
I know. So we're diving into the story of Larry Sanger. He's one of the co-founders of Wikipedia. But it's not just about the tech. We're going to be exploring his pretty major shift from atheism to Christianity.
It's a huge transition for sure, especially for someone so central to shaping how we access information online. You know, back in the day, he was a major force in that whole movement to democratize knowledge, especially through Wikipedia.
Totally. It's hard to even remember what it was like before Wikipedia. Just having this massive free encyclopedia that anyone can edit, it was revolutionary.
Yeah.
And it all built on that idea of open access, kind of taking things a step further from what they were trying to do with Wikipedia.
Right. Nupedia was more like a traditional encyclopedia, you know, experts rating articles, peer review, the whole nine yards. But it was slow, really slow. And that's where Sanger comes in. He was the one who saw the potential of a much more open model. Like, what if we just let anyone contribute? That was the spark for Wikipedia.
So for this deep dive, we're going to be looking at excerpts from Larry Sanger, From Atheism to Faith, the Journey of Wikipedia's Co-Founder, Christian Culture News.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, what we really want to understand here are the key moments that led to this philosophical shift in Sanger's life.
Yeah.
What made him change his mind? And what does it all mean for his views on knowledge, truth, even the future of platforms like Wikipedia?
Really gets to the heart of how we think about information in the digital age, doesn't it? How our beliefs shape the way we interact with knowledge and share it with others.
It does. So, first, a bit of background. Larry Sanger was born July 16th, 1968, in Anchorage, Alaska. He earned a PhD in philosophy from Ohio State University. So right from the start, we can see this strong academic foundation, especially in philosophy, which I think is key to understanding his journey.
Oh, absolutely. Philosophy really equips you to analyze complex ideas, you know, to really think critically. And these skills probably played a huge role, both in his initial atheism and in his eventual conversion.
For sure. And as we said, in January 2001, he co-founded Wikipedia with Jimmy Wales.
Right.
Now, that core idea behind Wikipedia free access, anyone can edit it, was groundbreaking. I mean, it really did democratize knowledge and encourage collaboration on a global scale.
Truly unprecedented. And when you contrast it with Nupedia, you can see how innovative Sanger's proposal was. He understood the limits of a purely expert-driven model, especially in terms of speed and scale. He wanted to create a truly comprehensive resource, and that meant tapping into the collective intelligence of the internet.
Ambitious, to say the least.
It was. But also pretty successful. I mean, think about how much Wikipedia has grown. It's become this incredible global resource, representing such a diverse range of cultures and viewpoints.
Amazing. So let's talk about Sanger's philosophy during his atheist period. The sources describe a pretty rationalist approach, very much influenced by those Enlightenment thinkers, you know, emphasizing evidence, logic, deduction.
Yeah, that makes sense given his background. So for Sanger back then, truth wasn't something fixed, like divinely revealed or anything. It was something you approached through reason, through dialogue, always subject to change as new information came to light.
Makes sense. And that kind of outlook often leads to some skepticism towards traditional religious doctrines, right?
Of course. And our sources suggest that Sanger did view those doctrines as potential roadblocks to open inquiry. He felt they could discourage critical thinking because of their, well, often dogmatic nature. He was a big advocate for secular education and knowledge dissemination.
Right, which aligns perfectly with Wikipedia's aims. The whole point was to provide a neutral, evidence-based resource, challenging those traditional authorities, not just in academia, but in religion as well.
Precisely.
Interestingly, it seems he was also critical of established institutions, including organized religion, seeing them as potentially divisive. Instead, he put a lot of faith, so to speak, in human rationality, this idea that we could govern ourselves through reason.
And that extended to his understanding of morality and ethics. He believed they were grounded in human experience and logic, not in any divine mandate.
Right. It's a very humanistic perspective. But then, in a pretty significant turn of events, February 5th, 2023, he publicly announced that he'd embraced Christianity.
A major shift. What led to that, according to the sources?
Well, it seems a big part of it was this deep yearning for purpose and meaning. The world can often feel uncertain, morally ambiguous, and it seems like he was searching for something more.
I think that resonates with a lot of people, you know, that search for something deeper, something beyond a purely materialist worldview.
Totally. Now, the public reaction was pretty mixed. Some applauded his courage, you know, seeing it's inspiring, especially for those questioning their own beliefs.
Yeah.
But of course, there were skeptics. Some questioned whether it was genuine. And this really highlights how divided people are on these issues of atheism and religion.
Definitely a hot button topic.
Sanger himself said that his new faith really changed his thinking on morality and ethics, offering a framework for understanding the world and those big existential questions that we all grapple with.
Makes you wonder what exactly led to that change, right? It's one thing to intellectually engage with an idea, but to fully embrace it is something else entirely.
Yeah. And it seems like it was a gradual process. So according to the source material, his initial embrace of atheism was heavily influenced by the secular environment of academia.
Which makes sense given his background.
Right. But then he started having these deep reflections on morality and ethics. He was really wrestling with those fundamental questions about the origin of moral values. And that led him to start exploring arguments for the existence of God, even reading thinkers like C.S. Lewis and Thomas Aquinas.
Wow. So he was really engaging with these ideas on a deep level, not just dismissing them out of hand.
It seems so. He was trying to understand whether the concept of objective morality, you know, this idea of right and wrong that exists independently of our opinions, could really stand without some kind of divine grounding.
A classic philosophical debate.
It is. And alongside that intellectual exploration, it seems his personal relationships played a role.
In what way?
Well, he was talking to friends and colleagues from various religious backgrounds. He was hearing their personal stories, their experiences with faith, and that seems to have opened him up to a new perspective.
It's one thing to debate ideas abstractly, but when you see how they impact people's lives, it can have a much more profound effect.
Exactly. And it seems like seeing the positive impact of faith in people he knew and respected really made him reconsider his own views.
So a combination of intellectual curiosity and personal experiences then.
Yeah, it seems like both were at play. And of course, there were life events, moments of loss, uncertainty, the kinds of things that make us question our place in the world. It seems these experiences led him to look more closely at the Christian message of hope and redemption.
It's often during those difficult times that people become more open to exploring different belief systems. So it sounds like a pretty complex journey, not just a sudden switch flipping in his mind.
No, definitely not. And when he went public with his conversion, well, we already talked about the mixed reaction, but it's worth diving a bit deeper into what those different groups were saying. So on one hand, you had supporters, some of them even in the tech world, who really admired his courage and saw it as a potential starting point for more meaningful conversations about faith and its role in tech.
It's interesting to think about that intersection.
It is. And they hoped that Sanger's story might encourage more focus on ethical frameworks, especially in tech, where moral dilemmas are constantly popping up.
Especially as technology becomes more and more powerful and its impact on society grows.
Absolutely. But then you had the skeptics, and they came from both the tech world and beyond. Some were concerned about what it meant for rational discourse, you know, this idea that faith and reason are somehow incompatible.
A common critique.
Right. And there was also the argument that his newfound faith might damage his credibility as Wikipedia's co-founder. You know, people saying, how can he be truly neutral now that he's embraced a particular belief system?
Tricky situation. It raises questions about the role of personal beliefs in professional life, particularly when you're dealing with a platform that strives for neutrality.
For sure. And among atheists and secular humanists, there was this sense of disappointment, almost like he was abandoning the principles of scientific rationalism that they'd associated with him.
It challenges their worldview in a way.
I think it does. And within the religious community, you had a range of reactions. Some were very welcoming, happy to see him return to faith, but others urged caution, you know, emphasizing the need for respectful dialogue, especially when talking about these complex issues.
It's a reminder that even within religious groups, there are diverse perspectives.
Absolutely. So given this significant change, how have Sanger's views on knowledge and truth evolved?
Yeah. What does he think now?
Well, it seems he's moving towards a perspective where truth is rooted in an objective reality, informed by his Christian beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just subjective anymore.
So a more absolute view of truth.
It seems so. And he's placing much more emphasis on the importance of a moral framework when evaluating knowledge. He's essentially arguing that just gathering facts without an ethical compass can be dangerous.
Interesting. So it's not just about what we know, but also how we use that knowledge.
Exactly. And this has led him to critique Wikipedia's original model. He's suggesting that without a foundational commitment to some kind of ultimate truth, the platform might actually be diluting our understanding of important concepts because it allows for so many conflicting viewpoints.
Wow, a pretty strong statement from one of its creators.
It is. He seems to be advocating for a system of knowledge that takes both the empirical and the moral into account.
So combining the what is with the what ought to be.
Yeah, exactly. His whole approach to epistemology, the theory of knowledge, has changed. He still believes in truth-seeking as a communal effort, but with the understanding that there is an ultimate truth guiding our understanding.
And he sees his faith as contributing to a more holistic view of knowledge, one that integrates the intellectual and the moral, the human experience, with this sense of divine purpose.
It's a big shift. So what does all this mean for Wikipedia and the future of information sharing?
The million-dollar question.
It is. I mean, Sanger isn't directly involved with Wikipedia anymore, but his views as a co-founder definitely hold some weight. And his Christian insights could potentially lead to a greater emphasis on things like moral responsibility in information sharing, ethical standards in online discourse, even a renewed commitment to truthfulness on digital platforms.
So a more ethically informed approach to knowledge sharing.
In a way, yes. And that could have a positive impact on Wikipedia itself.
Yeah.
You know, encouraging more collaboration, better quality control, making sure the information is accurate and reliable.
You know, the sources also mentioned the potential impact on content moderation. Could a commitment to truthfulness, grounded in a moral framework, help address those issues of misinformation and bias that we see online?
It's certainly worth considering. And I think Sanger's journey really makes us think about the future of Wikipedia and all these digital platforms. Could his evolving perspectives spark a larger discussion about the ethical dimension of information sharing?
Right.
You know, how our personal beliefs, whether religious or secular, inevitably shape our understanding of the world and how we present that understanding online.
It's about recognizing that neutrality and objectivity are complex concepts. Can they ever be truly achieved? Or are they always influenced by the underlying values of those who create and share information?
Big questions.
Huh.
So to sum it all up, today we've explored Larry Sanger's incredible journey from atheism to Christianity. We've seen how this shift has impacted his views on knowledge, truth, and even the future of Wikipedia, the platform he helped create.
Mission accomplished, I'd say. We've really delved into the complexities of his story and its relevance to the broader conversations about belief, technology, and the integrity of information in the digital age.
And that brings us to our final thought for you, our listener. Considering Larry Sanger's journey, how do your own fundamental beliefs, whether secular or faith-based, shape your approach to creating, sharing, and evaluating information in this digital world? What are the strengths and limitations of both secular and faith-informed perspectives in our pursuit of knowledge and truth? Something to ponder, for sure. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a fascinating one.